Okay then, so a special interview now that we've got for North Derbyshire Radio Sports. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by a Paralympic gold medalist in the men's PTVI paratriathlon event, Dave Ellis. Dave, first of all, are you still buzzing from the Paris Paralympics?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's even sunk in yet. It was such an amazing week and obviously a great day on race day, but the whole Paralympics was just awesome.
Yeah, I was about to say my first question was, has it even sunk in yet, even after a few days now since you won the gold medal? I take it, has it just been an absolute blur ever since the day that you won the gold medal?
Yeah, exactly. I think you don't really get a minute to like just think about what you've achieved because there's so much going on and you want to get involved and enjoy all the moments, obviously, with all the teammates and go support all the other sports. And yeah, it's just been a lot going on, so I've not really had time just to settle down and think about what I've actually done.
Have you been able to sort of like watch any of the race back, even like just the last few seconds of it? Have you been able to watch any footage?
I saw like when we come around the last corner and go down the finish line because someone put that up on the socials, and yeah, that I kind of remember that from the race, but I don't really remember that much else of the race, I think, because it was quite a hard race. It was just kind of grit and get through it sort of thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, how tough was the race itself? Because I remember there was a lot of concerns, well, pretty much for a long time going into the Paris Paralympics and when it was the Olympics as well for the triathlon and paratriathlon events in terms of like the water quality and stuff like that. But in terms of that and also when the race actually got going, how tough was it tactically? Did it all go to plan? Was there any surprises there or what?
Yeah, so obviously, like you say, the water quality was an issue, and we ended up having firstly to move all the categories onto one day, which was different to how it was originally set out. So it made a longer, different day, and we're going at different times to what we were meant to be going initially. And then, night before the race, everyone, it was meant to be all good. Everything got the all clear, and then 4 o'clock in the morning, they said, oh, unfortunately, we've got to postpone it because of water quality today. So we had to wait another day. So it's a tough one to cope with, but I think we actually dealt with it fairly well. And then, yeah, got onto race day. And tactically, obviously, I'm from a swimming background, so tried to make the most of the swim. And actually had a pretty good swim into the current. We managed to make a difference. I think that kind of put us in a really good position for the rest of the race. We kind of hung in there on the bike, came off with like the front of the race, and then could put a solid run together and take the win.
As you're sort of like in the, well, finishing straight, so to speak, obviously it's not a track event, but when you can see the finish line literally and you know you're about to clinch it, I mean, were you going through your mind in terms of like, this is it, I'm about to complete the set? Because as we all know, you've won pretty much everything else in the sport apart from a Paralympic gold. I mean, did it sort of be a bit emotional even? What was it like?
To be honest, I was just like, I want it to be over. It was so painful, but yeah, I don't think it did really set thinking. I was just trying to get to the finish line, but yeah, I think once we crossed it, you could then kind of feel all the things that you've gone through over the years, and yeah, it was a great moment that to finally get the win.
And after you've completed something obviously as grueling as a paratriathlon event, I mean, do you have the energy for some celebrations after you've won a gold medal? Was it a bit sort of relaxed, or were you able to have like a couple of fizzy drinks maybe? What were the celebrations like?
Yeah, we did actually manage to. Yeah, we hung around for the medal ceremonies for quite a long time because they made it like a long sort of thing where they want to celebrate everyone that's won. And then actually could go because I had a lot of family and friends come over, which was really nice. And then we could go literally just around the corner from where the race finished and get some beers just right next to the Seine. So perfect.
And what was it, obviously, now that it's happened, how much of a boost was it to actually have a lot of spectators there? Because, of course, as we discussed before, Tokyo was a very, very different and unique games because of the COVID restrictions that were still there at the time, even for outdoor events. What was it like to have a big crowd there to, well, not just spur you on, but to spur every competitor on?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously missed out on London 2012 where I knew a lot of friends and family would have been able to go to that. And then, like you say, Tokyo, yeah, even if it wasn't COVID, I think because it's such a lot far away, and I just don't think many family members would have been able to kind of afford to get over there. But I think having Paris there, it made it feel like I remember in Beijing, where it was just absolutely so much noise, screaming and shouting, and just everyone behind you. And yeah, I think the contrast is it's kind of similar actually to commies, because that was like obviously a home event for us. But yeah, I think it really helps you in the race, and it helps you enjoy the race as well.
And what's next for the rest of this year, if there is anything? Is there still a lot of big events coming up in the paratriathlon calendar year, or are you able to now have a bit of a rest? I think you've just come back from a training session, so I'm guessing there is still some
Yeah,
events
there
to
is. Yeah,
come.
we've got Europeans literally next weekend back in
All
France.
right.
So yeah, trying to, even though we had a week in Paris, not doing that much because all our bikes and stuff had gone home, and we were just kind of watching the sports and waiting for the closing ceremony. Yeah, trying to get a little bit of fitness back ready for next weekend. But yeah, I think a lot of the other athletes are in the same situation. So hopefully we can yeah, still compete at a decent level. And then we've got Worlds about a month after that. So still a few races to go, and probably can't fully enjoy ourselves until after that, really.
And were you? You mentioned the closing ceremony. Were you actually there? Were you able to attend the closing ceremony? If so, what was it like to be there?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, we it was just basically obviously the first bit where they're kind of closing the games and the torch and all that sort of stuff, and then the bit in the after where they had like the rave music on, that was pretty class. We just in the middle dancing away and enjoying ourselves and making the most of it. I think because obviously we didn't get the Tokyo one, and everyone had to fly out 2 days after the race. I think everyone just wanted to go and make the most of this one and soak up all the atmosphere, because the stadium was as full as well. So it was absolutely unreal in there.
And just finally, Dave, before we wrap up, obviously it was a fantastic Paralympics for Great Britain and Northern Ireland overall. So many medals, and so many of them gold, of course, including yourself. How important will this Paralympics be in terms of a legacy for disability sports in Great Britain and Northern Ireland? Because I know there is a campaign at the moment. I think it's an equal play in terms
Yeah,
of
that's
trying
right.
to get more kids actually, being able to participate in sports at school age. How much of a legacy do you think this games can potentially have and fulfill?
I hope it can. I think like London really helped to start everything off, and with each games that passes, I hope that we can just keep developing sort of the opportunities for disabled athletes to, or people or kids to get involved in sport, or anyone to get involved in sport. But I think it just takes more sort of input from, like, I don't know, the government and stuff like that, to make sure we can make it easier for kids to get involved and realize how much fun they can have and keep fit and enjoy sport.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Well, congratulations once again, not just from me, but from everyone at North Derbyshire Radio on your gold medal. Absolutely fantastic achievement. And best of luck for the European Championships coming up very soon. So hopefully it'll be another gold medal around you next soon as well. So thanks for your time, Dave. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.